Yes or no? Ready?
Yep.
Ready. It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Lucky.
So true.
AJ, Mountain Dew. We got Mountain Dew all over the studio here. Mountain Dew Ice.
We do. New from Dew. Mountain Dew Ice. A clear, refreshing lemon-lime Dew. Great lemon taste with a kick of caffeine from Dew.
I like it.
I'm about it. Is that right?
That's
pretty sweet. Thanks, Mountain Dew.
It's pretty good, yeah.
All right, let's go around the room quickly. The all-time wins leader, 65 career victories, and the record for one game, 9 out of the 12, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Number two all-time, AJ Mansoor with 58 victories. He's 7 back. Oh, AJ, what happens if you win today?
If I win today, Corey, you all can head to the Rival House in St. Paul and get a free beer and happy hour appetizer for anyone who mentions AJ winning the initials game.
Third all-time is the fans, Chris Hockey. Chris, do you know how many wins you have?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
69.
Close. 39. So you're going for the big 4-0 today, a potential landmark victory for Chris. Chris going for win number 40. What happens if you get to win number 40?
Well, just like last weekend, you and all your friends could go to the all-new Radco.com and get 10% off your online order all weekend long using the promo code initials. That's the promo code initials.
Mark Parrish also going for a signature win. He's going for a career victory 14.
I was hoping I was in the teens. I couldn't remember.
Mark has 13 career victories, but Mark, if you get to win number 14, then what happens?
Well, Malone's is finally going to have to buck up, and you're going to get a free beer appetizer this weekend.
At Malone's in Maple Grove.
Maple Grove. Gonna do what?
One of these days, Malone's. One of these days.
You all ready?
Yep.
Hold on.
Hang on, I got to tweet this out.
I think I'm ready. Am I ready?
Don't forget, one week from today, we'll be playing Initials live in Worthington, Minnesota.
Yes, Worthington, we're coming to get ya.
Worthington Event Center, right next to the Comfort Inn and Suites. We will be there. The Initials this week, well, actually, let me explain the game first if you're just tuning in for the first time.
Don't skip that part.
No, I don't want to skip that part. Every Friday around 8:15 or so, maybe 8:22 in today's case, we play Initials. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, or phrases. They share the same initials, all 12 items, but these four gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a couple of seconds. I start reading clues. Each item has 6 clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell at their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get the point. If they get it wrong, they are out for the remainder of just that item. We do play best out of 12, tiebreakers in play. You have to pronounce the answers correctly, so I would recommend saying it slowly and loudly and clearly. Y'all ready?
Yeah, babe.
Y'all ready for this?
The initials this week. B O. B O. And away we go.
Clue number one.
Was born in Idaho in 1990.
Clue number two.
Is a one-time Super Bowl champion.
Clue number three.
Was a second round pick in 2012.
Clue number four.
On March 9th, 2016, signed a 4-year, $72 million contract.
Hawk?
Yep.
I can't remember his first name. Brian Orlovsky?
Incorrect. Hawk is out for the rest of item one.
Clue number five.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. 1 year later, on March 9th, 2017, he was traded to the Cleveland Browns. Last but not least,
AJ.
Clue
number. AJ, go for it.
Brett Osweiler.
Paul.
Oh, dang it.
Paul. Brock Osweiler.
That's right.
Wow. A rare miss for AJ.
Here's how dumb I am. That's who I meant.
You said Brian Orlovsky?
I know. Yeah.
Brock Osweiler.
What a moron.
I think he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
Hey, if I only get one.
Sauce on the board with one with Brett Osweiler.
Son of a gun.
Perhaps.
Brent Orlovsky.
Brian. I said Brett.
Whatever.
There was a Dan Orlovsky back in the day for the Lions.
Okay, there you go.
But Brock Osweiler is the right answer. He did win a Super Bowl.
Mark, how come you didn't buzz
backing in? Backing up Peyton Manning.
Because I'm pretty sure I think it was maybe a quarterback.
Okay. Sauce, 1-0. Here's item two of B.O.
Clue number one.
Is connected to a superhuman.
Clue number two.
William B. Lawhead, an ad man, gave him his first name.
Clue number three.
He's a part of folklore.
Clue number four.
There are many statues of his companion.
Clue number five.
Has horns.
AJ.
AJ.
I don't know properly how to say this.
Go for it.
Blue ox?
That's right.
Okay, I was going to say Babe the ox.
Yeah, that's not right. Blue ox is what I was looking for. Not Babe the blue ox, just blue ox.
So I'm up 2-0, right?
Nope, you're nice tied 1-1 with Sauce. Here's item 3 of B.
I actually thought of that one too, but I was thinking Babe the blue ox. That doesn't make sense.
Clue number one.
Was born in New York City.
New York City!
Get a rope. God, we're old.
Yeah, we are.
Clue number two.
Appeared in Iron Man 2 and Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Clue number three.
Is an author.
Clue number four.
Was the star of a syndicated TV program started in 1989.
Hawk.
Yep.
Bob Osborne. Damn it.
Incorrect. You are out for the rest of item three.
Clue number five.
It was announced on April 19th, 2017 that he would not be returning to his network. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
In October of 2017, the New York Times reported that he had previously reached an undisclosed $32 million settlement with a former female Fox News analyst.
AJ? Bill O'Reilly?
That's right.
Oh, nice.
I
thought there was something that said he was young. No?
Nope.
Yeah, that's
right. I would have busted about two clues ago. I thought it was something just 27.
27?
That was the Brock Osweiler one.
Yeah.
You mean Brett?
Orlovsky. It's the only one I have.
AJ leads 2-1 over Sauce, Hawk, and Parrish yet to score. Here's item 4 of B.O.
Clue number 1.
Connected to unsaturated or hydroxylated branched fatty acids.
Paul.
Yep.
Body odor.
That's right.
What? I didn't know how I
Are
was
you an expert?
Possibly.
I didn't think he'd do that one because.
Well, I didn't know how I was going to sneak that one through, so I tried
That's
to be as vague as possible.
World. I mean, you were sitting on it, but. Oh, you smell branch odors?
I am sitting on some body odor.
AJ with 2, Sauce with 2. Here's item 5 of
2.
BO.
Nice job, good guys.
2.5
Clue,
to 1.5.
Number 1.
Found almost all over the world.
Clue number 2.
Can be beige, white, black, or brown.
Clue number 3.
Can hiss like a snake.
Clue number 4.
Sometimes eat birds, bats, lizards, amphibians, and insects.
Paul?
Yep.
Box owl?
What?
I don't know.
You are out for the rest of item 5.
Clue number 5.
Relies on its acute sense of hearing when hunting in complete darkness. Last but not least.
Clue number 6.
This nocturnal animal flies and isn't necessarily found only in the first word. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is an owl.
Sauce had the second word, right? I've never heard of a box owl.
Is it brown? Oh, no.
No one knows essentially the most common owl in the world.
Barn owl.
Barn owl is the right answer.
Shoot.
That's what I was thinking.
Barn owl.
Poopy.
Box owl.
How did I get in this box? Get me out of here.
Hockey said that a couple times.
Nobody gets barn owl. AJ with 2, Sauce with 2. Here's item 6 of B.O.
Clue number 1.
Is connected to things secret or hidden.
Clue number 2.
Can include activities by private companies or groups.
Paul?
Yep.
Box office? I'm just guessing here.
Sounds like it.
Clue number three.
Connected to a video game franchise.
Clue number four.
Involves a significant degree of deception.
Clue number five.
Is a covert plan by a government. Yep.
Black Ops.
That's right.
Nice job, Edge.
Black Ops.
I got nothing.
I would have accepted Black Operations as well, but Black Ops is what I was looking for.
Nothing.
AJ leads 3-2 over Sauce. We are halfway through the game. Here's item 7 of BO.
Clue number 1.
As an infant, lived in Seattle, Washington.
Clue number 2.
As a child, lived in Indonesia.
Mark.
Yep.
Billy Ocean.
That's a good guess.
I had to good guess job. Something.
Great
today.
Point.
In- something. We don't have time for great points. We're playing this
Thank
game.
You.
Incorrect. Here's clue 3.
Clue number 3.
Has written about using alcohol, weed, and cocaine during his teen years.
Hawk.
Yep.
Barack Obama.
That's right. Nice. That a boy. Hawk.
Barack Obama. Born in Hawaii, almost immediately moved to Seattle and then moved to Indonesia.
Prove it.
When he was younger.
Prove it.
Oh, I get it.
AJ with 3, Sauce with 2, Hawk with 1. Here's item 8 of B.O.
Clue number 1.
It's perfumed.
Clue number 2.
It's colorless.
Clue number 3.
Can be purchased for as low as a couple of bucks.
Clue number 4.
Can be used as an eye makeup remover, paint remover, hinge lubricant, or to polish golf clubs.
Clue number 5.
Has similarities to petroleum jelly.
Paul, AJ?
Paul was first.
Black oil?
AJ.
AJ.
Baby oil?
That is correct.
Man.
What's black oil?
No idea.
Get it at the box office, I'm pretty sure.
Now, you know what? I know how I said on Monday I was not mad at you anymore. I hate you.
You know who eats black oil are those box owls.
And Brett Osweiler. Why aren't we making fun of him for Brett Osweiler?
I have seven times.
You have not.
I think I've brought it
All
up more than anyone.
All you do is make fun of me.
And AJ, but you're deaf to those. Here's some sign language, deaf guy. There.
God, what happened to you? You used to be nice.
Oh, my God.
What
a joke.
When was that?
AJ with 4, Sauce with 2, Hawk with 1. Here's item 9 of BO.
Clue number 1.
This term traces back to 1786.
Clue
Hawk.
Number 2.
Hawk. Box office.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, nice job,
boy, Hawk.
That is correct. Box office nice goes job. All the way back to 1786. Ugh. That's as far back as it's been traced.
Well, see you next week.
Mark mathematically eliminated because there are 3 items to go, but AJ has a 2-point lead on both Sauce and Hawk, so if you get any of the remaining 3, AJ, you lock up the victory. Here's right. item 10. Item 10 right. of B.O.
Clue Should number 1.
Has a connection to Thank God I'm a Country Boy by John Denver.
Clue number 2.
Debuted in 1901.
Clue number 3.
Involved in the Battle of the Beltways.
Clue number 4.
Goes by a pluralized single letter nickname.
Hawk. Baltimore Orioles?
That's right.
Nice.
Oh,
wow. Nice job, baby.
That is correct. Baltimore Orioles. Hawk still in it. AJ not locked it up yet. So Sauce has to run the table to tie. Hawk needs at least one of the 2 to tie and not have, of course, AJ get one. AJ still going for the victory. Item 11 of BO.
Clue number 1.
Is a 55-year-old born in Illinois.
Clue number 2.
Was a writer for Saturday Night Live, the Ben Stiller
Paul.
Show. Yep.
Bob Odenkirk.
That's right.
That is correct. All right.
Damn it.
We're down to this. Item 12. If AJ gets it right, he wins. If Parrish gets it right, AJ wins. Sauce needs this to tie. Hawk needs this to tie. Item 12 of B.O.
Should be a great time, Mark.
Clue number 1.
debuted in 1860.
Clue number two.
The first word is often skipped, and another word
oh, Mark.
For the tie.
Black olives.
Mark.
Mark.
British Open.
That is correct.
That's right.
And AJ Paris. Wins. Paris
welcome,
with one.
AJ.
British Open is yeah. right. AJ with four is the correct answer. AJ with four. If you guess that on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Plus, you get a 12-pack of Mountain Dew, AJ.
And you can spend your weekend going to the Rival House. Free beer, happy hour appetizer. All you have to do is mention AJ won the initials game.
AJ with four. Four's
that's not
a relatively low number
Damn
for a
it.
Win. Normally it's five or more, but four gets it done today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be back. One final segment. We'll talk a little purple, and AJ and Mark will probably embrace right after this on The Fan.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan. Presented by Hy-Vee. A helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson joins the power trip after this from Hy-Vee.